Hello, you're listening to another of Evan's Bedtime Stories for Adults. Text of the story is available on evancane.com. If you like what you're hearing, donate to my Ko-fi account, tell your friends, and leave a comment. Tonight's story is called Seeds of Time. Carl had checked and rechecked all his calculations to ensure everything was accurate. The time viewer had been properly calibrated, and the machine was warming up. All he wanted to do was go back 14 years to see the birth of his son, his now dead son. Carl knew physical time travel was impossible, but he'd long guessed it might be possible to view past events. He found it funny that while his research ended up being the one thing which almost destroyed his family years ago, it would now allow him one last final glimpse of his late wife and son. A decade and a half in the past, Carl was so engrossed in spitting out theories, research papers, and being the new golden boy of the physics world, he'd missed the birth of his son to deliver some paper at a conference. He and his wife had separated after the birth. A family friend had pointed out, for all Carl's intelligence, he was on the verge of throwing out provable miracle in his life. People who loved him. So he slowed down, stayed home more often, and became present in their lives. Carl still had his formidable intellect. Even while he spent more time with his family, it was quietly mapping out the formulas and possibilities. A decade passed, and his ideas led him to a possible method to view the past. He had just started sharing his ideas with his colleagues. Then the fatal accident ripped his wife and son away from him. Had they not died, his theory would have needed another decade before any testing. Grief can lead to obsession. People assumed he was diving into his work to deal with his grief. Carl was focused on building a machine that would allow him to see the moment he missed, his son's birth. If he couldn't bring them back, he could at least have one last, new, joyful, if bittersweet memory of his family. That's all he had left of them, his memories. Well, that and his wife's parrots. Carl tolerated the beast as it tolerated him. He let it roam around his lab. After all, it used to be the living room. He constantly shooed it off the device. He should have guessed the damn parrot had dropped some seeds into the machinery. So that 14 years became 14 billion years, and Carl stared into the face of creation. The police later guessed he must have somehow used the machine to blow his head off. The parrot, on the other hand, found itself in possession of a vastly advanced vocabulary, and went on to live a life of a celebrity pet. It even learned the proper context and situation to use Carl's last words. Oh, shit!